Gustav, do you mind coming in this way? We don't have to disturb anybody else that's learning.
Should I push play? Talk?
Yeah, you see, he talks.
Josh, do you want me to lock it? Do you want me to lock it?
Jack, you're learning beautifully.
Okay, I mentioned to the Talmidim that I'm not reading Achronim as much as I used to, but I see that a lot of what we discussed this week, I didn't read over Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim on our Sugya that just came out. Rav Reichman gave me a copy for myself, this is the Yeshiva's copy. I see Rav Nissen Kaplan's Shtickl Torah, and it's not the first time that Rav Nissen Kaplan's Shtickl Torah is also founder of Soloveitchik Shiurim. Of course, Soloveitchik said the Shiurim before Rav Nissen Kaplan was probably born. So Rav Nissen Kaplan's a young man. It's not the first time. So you should know that what we've been saying in the name, it's not the first time this has happened, that what we've been saying in the name of Rav Nissen Kaplan, this chiddush about the two dinim to answer Rav Akiva Eger's kasha, is found, I just noticed right now, 5 minutes ago, is found in Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim. I picked it up because I actually wanted to, just to see if there's anything as well as to mention to you that Rabbi Reichman asked me, he's actually selling it for a bargain of a price. He's selling the shiurim for 40 shekels. So if anybody's interested in getting it, please come over to me. Reichman is a Talmud Chacham, and it's a big schus for me. We spoke about Shimush of being Dovik to Talmidei Chachamim, so that I could be able to help him out a little bit of Parnassa. It's a big schus for me. And if you turn off the recorder, I'll tell you one story before we start shiur. Rabosai, Reb Chaim told us the following. Reb Chaim suggested that the machlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim, Chazor I'm not doing, I'm leaving that for Avram. Reb Chaim had told us the machlokes between the Rambam and Gaonim revolves around the following chakira. Ben gave another good example of where a halacha of Moshe Nisinai is a totally separate halacha. It's unrelated to the previous part of the pasuk. When it comes to tefillin, clearly the tefillin being black is defining what the pasuk means. When it says, let's tell you what totafos means. However, Ben gave a good example from Nazir. He said the halacha that if someone is yoresh, his father's karbon, that he has to shear his hair, that the Torah doesn't say by the son of a mitzvah was yoresh. So you could understand that that's a totally separate halacha. Halacha Moshe Misinai is not defining the pasuk, but the halacha Moshe Misinai is introducing a new din. Similarly, when it comes to Neta Revai, as well, the halacha, you could understand it two different ways. Is Neta Revai defining what Arla is? Is that what Neta Revai is doing? Or is the pshat, when it comes to Neta Revai, is that it's a totally separate halacha? If you'll say, Reb Chaim, why do you say it this way or say it that way? What's the difference whether you say it this way or that, say it that way? So Reb Chaim tells you, it makes all the difference in the world. He says that's the pshat, whether Neta Revai exists in Chutz La'aretz. If we say that Arlas Chutz La'aretz, again, the Chakir is on Arlas Chutz La'aretz. Is Arlas Chutz La'aretz an extension of Arlas Eretz Yisrael, or a separate halacha? If we say that Arlas Chutz La'aretz is an extension of Eretz Yisrael, so clearly in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that there is Arla and Neta Revai. Vamevin Yavin, Reb Chaim is assuming that Neta Revai is an extension of Arla. That's also not Pashut, right? But Reb Chaim is assuming that has a double Pashut. The Neta Revai in Eretz Yisrael is an extension of Arla.
In Kainim Advarim, if that's
so, his grandson, even though it was his grandfather, didn't necessarily buy into that.
About Maven Yavin. Just take whatever Mr. Kaplan said and just put it into 50 years before the Soloveitchik says.
So if we say that it's a given, that Neta Revai is an extension of the halacha of Arla, so once we say it's an extension of that, so then we will say that in Chutz La'aretz it of course applies. Neta Revai of course is going to apply in Chutz La'aretz because the entire halacha is only an extension of Eretz Yisrael, and when the Torah said Arla, it meant both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz, then by definition, Netter Ravai is going to apply. That's the Shita of whom, Rabbo say? That's the Shita of the Gaonim. However, the Rambam, Reb Chaim claims, it's going to disagree. By the way, Nate, is it so far so good? It's clear? Good. Rabbo say, any questions up until now? Beautiful. Everybody's with me? Because Chaval, that there was something in the first 3 minutes I said that someone didn't understand, Chaval, that the rest of the way it's not going to be clear. Yes? Yes. Let me finish the other side, then I'll crunch it. Okay? In contrast to the Shita of the Rambam says that when it comes to Chutz La'aretz, the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim is a separate thing. It's not expanding on the pasuk. Since it's not expanding on the pasuk, all the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim said was that we say the rule of Arla. There was nothing that was mentioned in regards to Netter Ravai. For that reason, the halacha is that there's no Netter Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. Here's the crunch. Here's the crunch. Rav Elkanah could come in at the end of the sugya, and we could, in one crunch, we could summarize for him 2 days worth of work. Well, it's a little bit oversimplification. That the machlokes, the Rambam who holds that there's no Netter Ravai in Chutz La'aretz, holds that the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim is of Arlas Chutz La'aretz is a totally separate thing. So then we don't know to transfer Netter Ravai. While the Gaonim who say that Netter Ravai does apply in Chutz La'aretz, they say that Arlas Chutz La'aretz is defining the pasuk. And since it defines the pasuk, the halacha is that would apply just as well in Chutz La'aretz, because all you're doing is you're taking Arla and Netter Ravai, and Reb Chaim assumes that Netter Ravai is an extension of Arla, and you just superimpose it to Chutz La'aretz. That, Reb Chaim says, is the Chakira. The Chakira revolves around whether Arla is a separate halacha of halacha Moshe Mitzrayim in Chutz La'aretz, or it's a definition of the pasuk. Then when the Torah told us Arla, the Torah was telling us Chutz La'aretz as well. Okay. Rav Elkanah, do you mind moving just a drop closer? This way, we didn't turn on the microphone. I don't think we need it. It's on. Say that. Okay. Because I'm screaming and I talk. That's the crunch. Questions? Yes, Jack. Good. Nachon. I use them interchangeably now because I'm not the Torah. Good. Yes.
When you said that it's specifying the pasuk, it's specifying the pasuk, it's still a gavra, is it still in gavra?
I don't know if it's totally in gavra and
chetza. So then why is it something?
According to Reb Chaim's Hesber, why we say, well, first of all, maybe the halacha dibrei kedibrei ha-meikel has nothing to do with something to raisa l'chum or something to rabbanu l'kula. Who says the Hesber that we gave 2 days ago?
I'm saying that means our law, which is the raisa,
no,
is going off the possible specification.
Right.
So it's a specification, then it should be.
If it's a specification, so why is it that you go bust the meikel and chutz la'aretz? Very good. So there you have to say that somehow it has to do with halacha Moshe Mitzrayim being more lenient. If I'm not mistaken, the Hesber that we gave 2 days ago, I like very much, but the Prima Gadim, in his Psicha Koleles, his Choker, whether halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is always considered a Doraisa. Maybe there are times that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is considered a Doraisa, not because of the Lomdus that we had said about the nature of Kedushas Haaretz, etc., etc. But maybe there's another Hesber, why we're making halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. I gave you one Hesber, but that doesn't mean there aren't other Hesber. Rabosai, who could tell me, we're going to read this inside, who could tell me nafkaminas between these two tzedakah? Reb Chaim gives nafkaminas. Can anybody give me a nafkamina? I'd prefer Reb Chaim's nafkamina, not your own nafkamina. Who could give me a nafkamina, whether you say it, aside from whether it's not the Ravai and Chutz La'aretz? Aside from that nafkamina, again, nafkamina number one is, if you say it's an extension, or a definition of the pasuk, then it'll apply, Ravai will apply in Chutz La'aretz. Jack inspired me to say the word Ravai. It's totally machlokas rishon. Say Ravai Chutz La'aretz. That's clearly one nafkamina. What are other nafkaminas? Anybody not have that nafkamina clear? I want to make sure no jewel will be left behind. Yes. Go ahead, Avram. What would be another nafkamina?
Whoever you get
Malkus. Oh! See, Reb Chaim says, I'll give you another nafkamina. He says that in Halacha Chaf Aleph, The Rambam says that the halacha is that you get makas mardus when it comes to eating arlas chutzarts. Now, if the halacha Moshe Misinai was defining the pasuk, then how can you give only makas mardus? Should be a full-fledged makas. That is Reb Chaim's raya that the Rambam is going to be l'shitasa. Rabosai, here's my ha'ara, which I was thrilled to see that the Chazon Ish makes this ha'ara. Any response to this raya? Remember, you guys know that I've got an axe to grind over here, right? Because I have a totally different hesber in the Rambam, which the guys pointed out as a Kesem Mishnah. By the way, I looked up the Tshuva Harashba at 2:30 last night. And the Tshuva Harashba, 2:15 maybe. The Tshuva Harashba, Slichos is good for learning. It's helpful for learning. So the Tshuva Harashba, not good for sleeping, that's good for learning. The Tshuva Harashba, and the computer is also very good for learning. Today I had to repair a lot for my shurim in the Brus, so I didn't bring my regular Sfarim, my Chumash Rashi, my Mishnayos, and so on. I just brought my computer, it has all the Shalos of Tshuvas. I don't have a Tshuvas Harashba at home. I barely have any. I have a lot of Sfarim at home, but I don't have a Shalos of Tshuvas Sfarim. Because nowadays you have them all in the computer. If I buy all the Shalos of Tshuvas, it'd take up a whole room. But nowadays on the computer, you have everything you need. So this morning I had to look up Shalos of Tshuvas. Bunch of not the Tshuvas Harashba that I already checked up, and that so on the computer they had the Tshuvas Harashba. Tshuvas Harashba says what the Kesef Mishnah says, not much more. Unfortunately, there was not much more meat in the Tshuvas Harashba that the Kesef Mishnah quotes. So if you remember, we had our pshat based on the Kesef Mishnah with the Tshuvas Harashba, correct? We had our pshat. Im kainim advarim. So I'm not so excited about Reb Chaim's hesber. And I'm not convinced at all that Reb Chaim's raya, that this is the svara of the Rambam, is correct. Could anybody tell me how you could understand this Rambam differently? Yes, Avram?
At the end of the day, the halacha of Moshe Misinai, but it's extended past the new halacha itself.
Beautiful! I'm not sure Reb Chaim's raya is compelling at all. Who says that halacha of Moshe Misinai, if you violate it, you get malchus d'oraisa? You have a Gemara that says it? Where Reb Chaim... Where Reb Chaim assumed that halacha Moshe Sinai is d'oraisa, and without the Gemara, you would have said safek halacha Moshe Sinai goes the chumra. You would have said that maybe. However, who says that it's considered as if it's mefurish begra? And the Chazon Ish makes this exact point. The Chazon Ish says efshur to the kule alma. Either way, ein lokin al aris chutzarts kivin the mekra sit behedya aretz alas eretz Yisrael. Now the Chazon Ish is already driving at the point that we had made. And that is, at the end of the day, what does the Torah HaKdosha, can you pass that Chumash? What does the Torah HaKdosha say? I repeat the Psukim again, every single time, to go over and over the Psukim. Kisavo el Ares. The Torah says Beferish, when the Yisra applies, when you go into Eretz Yisrael. So it could very well be that the Malkus is only when you're following the dictate of the pasuk. Even though it's considered d'oraisa, doesn't necessarily mean that Chazon Ish claims that the only time you get malchus is when it's mefurish b'kra. If it's not mefurish b'kra, then you don't get malchus. I has the status of the d'oraisa, mehechi teisi. So this, I think, is a fair objection to Reb Chaim's raya. Yes. The Seder, I hear. I leave it as an open question because I myself don't have enough information to answer the question. But his argument to me makes a lot of sense. Okay. Now I want to read Reb Chaim's couple of words over here. A couple of Reb Chaim's words after he quotes the Rambam. About 12, 13 lines into the first column, he says, Umi the Pasuk Rambam. And then he brings the Raya that the Rambam holds that from the fact that you only get Makas Mardus, so then in such a case, it's not included in Isar Arla Amura B'Torah. Then he adds a fascinating diuk in the Lashon of the Rambam. Asher Al Kain. And for this, says Reb Chaim, is the reason. Zehu Shekosav HaRambam, De'ein Netta Revai B'Chutz La'aretz. Shelo Amru Ela Ha'arla. Now, Rabbosai, I didn't understand the depth of what Rav Chaim was saying the first time I read it. I don't expect you to have understood it. Let's go back and now read the Rambam with a fine-tooth comb. Says the Rambam, Ye royally, She'ein din neter avayin noy b'chutz laretz, Ela ochel peiro shaner viyas b'lo pidyon, Klau, Shelo amru ela ha'arla. What does the Rambam mean in those words when he says, Shelo amru ela ha'arla? What's he saying? Shelo amru ela ha'arla. What's he saying over here? Shelo amru ela ha'arla. How would you translate it? So you know what? If you don't have an opinion, let's see how Reb Chaim read it. Reb Chaim says like this: when the Rambam says Shelo amru ela ha'arla, what he means is that the halacha leMoshe miSinai is only said on Arla. It's not said in regards to Net Derivai. Why? Because Arla is a totally separate thing from Chutz Laretz than it is from Eretz Yisrael. It's a totally separate thing. So when the Rambam says, Shelo amru ela ala arla, continue Reb Chaim's words, go back now into the words of Reb Chaim, Asher al Kain, Zeuk shekos Rambam de'ein et revai b'chutz laretz, Shelo amru ela arla, Ratzalomar de b'halacha, Hare lo nemra rak arla. In the halacha Moshe miSinai, we only have Arla. We don't have Neter Revai. Why? Because Chutz Laretz is totally separate. The Halacha Moshe miSinai is not transferred to Neter Revai. Vekesha Regam Kein Lecha. And therefore, they're not the same. Even the Chutz Laretz Hare Lo Nichla Ba Parsha Klal. Because in Chutz Laretz, it's not including the same parasha. Umemela dein revai b'chutz laretz. The Chazon Ish is going to point out that Reb Chaim is saying it's a two-step process. Number one is that Arla and Chutz Laretz is a separate thing, and therefore Neter Revai doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. That's how Reb Chaim read when the Rambam says, Shelo Amru Ela Arla, that the Torah only said Arla in Chutz Laretz because Arla in Chutz Laretz is a totally separate thing, and therefore Revai is not going to be Shaya. It's a two-step process. That's what how Reb Chaim is reading these words of the Rambam, Shelo Amru Ela Arla. Yes?
What is he the Kama Chaimer for?
Oh, very good. Very good. Why do you even need the Kal V'Chomer at all? So Reb Chaim is going to address that. It's a fair question. Reb Chaim is going to address that. Now, yesterday I told you that Reb Chaim claimed the Bahag is going to be Lishitaso. I'm not going to discuss that component, how the Bahag is Lishitaso. You could work on that on your own. I'm going to focus on the Shitas around to rip apart. Reb Osai, here's my Tzarchiyu number two on Reb Chaim, before we even get to the Kal V'Chomer. Tzarchiyu number two on Reb Chaim. I don't understand, this is what we would call a methodological question or even a theological question. I mentioned this already yesterday. I don't understand how Reb Chaim could have a side to say that the halacha leMoshe miSinai of Arlas Chutz Laretz is defining the pasuk. The pasuk says the exact opposite. L'chura, the pasuk says the exact opposite. L'chura, in other words, I'm arguing it cannot be that it's defining the pasuk. The pasuk says the exact opposite. The Torah doesn't say tefillin has to be white, and then there's halacha Moshe miSinai that says it has to be black. That would just confuse us like crazy. But what does the pasuk say? The pasuk here says, Kisavo el aretz. So how could halacha Moshe miSinai say, no! It's one parasha, it's defining the parasha, and the pasuk is saying the exact opposite. When it comes to tefillin, the Torah doesn't tell us. You're filling in the blanks. Here, you can't add a blank where the Torah tells you the exact opposite. So the side to say that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is defining the pasuk, to me, is very, very, very difficult. When do you say that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai could define the pasuk? That's where the Torah doesn't tell you anything. But over here, the Torah says, "Beferish kisavo el aretz." So how could you, how do you deal with that? V'amevin yavin, Reb Chaim already addressed that. How does Reb Chaim address it? Because he says the Bahag is going to define kisavo el aretz in a different way. Ein achanami. Reb Chaim answers it, but if you don't take that, his hesber kisavo el aretz, to me, I find theologically the whole hanukkah to understand it that way as being different. According to Reb Chaim, it's not a kasha. But I'll tell you, Lishitasi, as we're going to be masbir, the Rambam, I don't think you need all this, especially to redefine the simple pshat of the pasuk entirely. That's our idea number two. Now, number three. Number three is going to be our Tzarech Iyun, but first, let's see how Reb Chaim read the Rambam, and we're going to repeat again a point that we said yesterday, but this point I didn't get to. In the Reb Chaim, we didn't get to yesterday. Reb Chaim then goes on to explain the next words of the Rambam. V'kal v'chomer hadvarim. The Rambam says, I'll tell you that it's not going to apply Revayim Chutz La'aretz because of v'kal v'chomer. What was the Kal V'chomer? Umasur Yoshech Chayeves B'Maisos U'Bishvis Midivreyem Eina Chayeves B'Net D'Revai Chutzlar Slol Kol Shekein. If in Syria, which has a few of Maisos and Shvis, the halacha is that you don't have Revai, certainly in Chutzlaretz, which does not have Maisos and Shvis, certainly you're not going to have Revai. Vehine, Kosovo de Rama, the Kal Chomer Advar, Masur Yeshechevs, Meister Sushis, when the Raymond Chevs Benet Revai, Kimoshi is Barbilchus, Meister Shani, Chutzar Sol Koshni, Shaloye Net Revai no Advar. Va'afa Gav, the Behemoth Sarmin and Ochel, the Indian Chiuva de Raisa, Vim Kain, Arelo Shech, La Lassus Kal Chomer Chiuva de Ravon. Reb Chaim asks a great kash on the Rambam that we ourselves asked yesterday when we started the Rambam fresh. And that is, at the end of the day, how could it possibly be that the chiyuv of Revai is going to be learned out from Trumas and Maisers? Trumas and Maisers in Chutz La'aretz is what? It's the Rabbanon. Trumas and Maisers is the Rabbanon. Even in Syria, it's only the Rabbanon. It doesn't exist at all in the rest of Chutz La'aretz. It's only the Rabbanon. Revai that we're discussing is a chiyuv d'oraisa. Ella, so rather, he suggested is the pshat. Da'chaponim hihi. Diptura the Surya Minet Ravai Hu Mishum the Havya Kichutzaritz. Vimkein Hame Alahedya the Ein Neta Ravai Vichutzla Aretz. You must say that the Ptura of Syria is because it's called Chutzla Aretz. Umashe Avia Rama Misuria, and the reason the Rama brings down Surya, Hu Mishum the Zemavur Biushalmi, the Maisa Shane, the Ein Neta Ravai. No gate besuria. The zeu mikor hachtina day net the Revai b'chutz la'aretz. That the Rambam is not making a full kal b'chomer. That the Rambam is just bringing Surya in general. Now Reb Chaim asks a great kasha. His answer l'chura is a little bit difficult. If Reb Chaim is right that the only mention for Surya is simply because in Surya you have no chiyuv of Revai, and therefore it won't apply in New York, so then, notice I didn't say Umay, so then in such a case, then the halach is, straight up, we're making a hashva. In Surya you don't have it, in Chutz La'aretz you certainly are not going to have it. But according to Reb Chaim, Tzarech Iyun number three, is why did the Rambam say a kal v'chomer? There's no need for the kal v'chomer. Just like in Syria, you don't have it. So too, you don't have it in Chutz La'aretz. Rabosai, for these reasons, I'd like to suggest, And this is what emerged from our Rishonim. Unfortunately, I didn't get a sense in reading Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim, because he starts with Rav Chaim. It's kedai for you to not only buy the Sefer, but to actually read it. So, I didn't have enough time to see whether ultimately he goes with his grandfather's approach, because what we said in Tosos, he also says. So it could very well be that he would be mefakpik within the Rambam. That I don't know. We have to take a look. But I think the Pshat Lania's Daiti is differently in the Rambam. Not many times I'm mefakpik with the Reb Chaim, but I'm very much bothered by this Reb Chaim. I think that there's a more elegant Pshat. And that's what the Rajba said, the Chulim, what the Kesem Mishnah said, with Tosefes Beyur. And that is, at the end of the day, you know why there's no Revai in Chutz Laretz? Because the Rambam understands the Pasuk Kodesh Hilulin, that the Mechayiv of Revai comes from Kedusha. Kedusha stems from Kedusha Saretz. Vamevi Yavin Tosos, to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger, we said that Tosos uses both components. He uses both the components of Kedusha as well as the component of Isser. The Rambam, like Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken, doesn't go with that. The Rambam holds the Mechayim is Kodesh Ilulim entirely. Chutz Laretz doesn't have it. You don't need to construct an artificial Chatira, which has no Hechreyach, to say whether Arlas Chutz Laretz is a separate halacha or not. I assume it's a Dara Poshut, it's a separate halacha. But the Machlokis is not revolving around that. The Rachlokis is revolving around the component of Kedusha. As Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken said, black on white. Im Kenim Advarim, as we said yesterday, the Kal V'Chomer is a Kal V'Chomer, not like the great Reb Chaim, the Roar, had said. It's Mamish a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Trumas and Maestras in Surya, which on the one hand, David turned Surya into part of the Israelite kingdom, and Midrabbanan, hence, you have to act as if there is some level of Kedusha. There in Surya, you don't apply the Kedusha of Revad, because there isn't enough Kedusha Saret. David HaMelech couldn't turn Syria into that level of Kedusha Saret. Maybe if he had it, he had the Koach, then the picture in Syria today would be very, very, very different. Our heart breaks for those people. Not much, our heart breaks. Even though many of them hate us, still they're being murdered mercilessly. He couldn't transform it, and for that reason, there's no Netter Revai. Certainly in New York, which was never part of the Israelite kingdom, which was never part of any dynamic of Kedusha of Aretz, not Kedusha Aretz, let's call it Aretz, where there is no Truma Semaestris, certainly there's not going to be revived. That's a Kal V'Chomer. That's the Pshat in the Rambam. L'chura, that's the Emes in the Rambam. You don't need to say anything that Reb Chaim said. The truth is, we're not saying much on our own. It turns out that I came from Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken, and I came from the Shtikl Torah of answering Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. But once you say that, then you don't need Reb Chaim's. You don't need Reb Chaim's Mahalach. Now, let's take a look at the Chazon Ish, and I think our Hesber is how the Chazon Ish has well read the Rambam, with a couple of extra questions that the Chazon Ish says. I just saw the Chazon Ish afterwards, but I think this is the Chazon Ish's objection. I have to say, most of the time, I like the when there's a Machlokas Reb Chaim and Chazon Ish. Usually, I find myself sympathizing with Reb Chaim. But in this case, I think Reb Chaim, the Chazon Ish's objections are strong, and in his last line, I think he alludes to the pshat that we're saying. Yes, Avraham.
Just a quick clarification.
What is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rabosai? Who can answer Avraham's question? Who can say Chazar Shir to him? Who can answer Avram's question? What is the, according to the way we're learning, based on the Kesem Mishnah, based on the Chuvas HaRashba, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim? Anybody answer that? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? According to the way we're learning, by the way, to the Shunabek guys, this was hard. I know I've been saying that a lot this year. Okay, so Varchin's not easy. This was hard. If you hung in there most of this week, that's amazing. And there's a nuance here, a nuance there that you didn't get, keep on hanging in there, because you're learning, you're really learning, you're learning beautifully. And ironically, things are going to get easier. Okay, things are, the sugyas are going to get easier for sure. When we get to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Yishmael, that will be just a lot of fun. But even as we go, we start the real sugyas of Hilchos Brachos, they're ironically going, the sugyas can get easier. I'm going to have to push you harder. But the sugyas themselves are not going to be this strange stuff. They'll be much more focused. Go ahead, Noah. What do you want to answer to Avram?
There's
Kedusha and Chutz Laaretz. Hold there's Kedusha and Chutz Laaretz.
No, but they hold that.
That's why you're going back after Pesach.
That's why.
Yeah, go ahead, Noah. Go ahead.
That's why they get older to say that you have to do it on a tzura because
what's that?
Since the Gaonim say you have to do it on a tzura.
But yeah, how do you explain it? It doesn't make any sense.
Right, but in Shir we said maybe that there's...
No, I'm not interested. I'm interested in what you think is Emes, not interested in what Shir said. The whole function of Shir, I want you to spit back Emes, that means you're learning, and that means you know the Shir. If you're just spitting back the Shir, that's not spitting back Emes. Go ahead. I don't care what we said. I want to know what is Pshat, what you think is Pshat. If it goes against what we said, Matov and Manoim.
I'm going to pass for now.
Okay, let's stay there. Good, good, Noah. Trying to get you to say Chazor Shir next year. All right, maybe you come back after college. Yes, Hoodie, go ahead. But what about Chutz Laaretz? Where's it? What's the nature of Kedusha? How does the component of Kedusha start? How are they? I'll give you a second. I also need a thing. I'm thinking also. Because we're stuck in a quandary. If we're saying that the pidyon is dependent on kedusha, so then it shouldn't apply in Chutz Laaretz. If you say that, but what is the pshat? Let's finish off. I know the paradigm is going to be. We're going to change the paradigm a little. Now Noah is stuck in my old paradigm. You're thinking only in the box, not out of the box. Why don't you think out of the box? You're stuck in the previous paradigm that I gave. I'll give one more try. This is the pshat where Rabbi Rabina Zatzal meant that Abai and Rav are apart from carrying liars. This is what Rabina means to tear the Rebbe apart. I think that guys don't know. Well, the first time he said it, I was also taken aback. I was sitting in his office, and he screams at a boy. He says, "I want you to destroy Rabbi Eisenstein." He says, "That's what I want you to do." So I was so taken aback. What does he mean by that? That's what he meant. What he meant is that just because I said in Shir doesn't necessarily mean that it's always going to be right or that it's right at all. So you're right. According to the way I set things up, Noah, we're stuck. But if you think outside of the box and you're not governed by even what Reb Chaim said, Kal v'chomer, not governed by what I said, then I think we'll have a working chat. It might not fit into the whole paradigm beforehand. That's a separate question. Yes, let's go to Ben to finish off. What? Yes.
If it's a Rabbi Gord, then we can say it's not Mitam Kedusha Saaretz, that falls away. It's Mitam Yisr.
Right.
If it's Mitam Yisr, yeah, we said yesterday that he doesn't say the Kedusha Saaretz. The Kedusha seems to say that it's a Rabbi Gord. So it's not Mitam Kedusha Saaretz, and that explains why and every day is going to be totally shitty.
I'll say over Ben's way, and then so that Noah, it shouldn't be too confusing for you the way I had read the Gonim, I'll say it over in a slightly different way. The machlokis between the Rambam and the Gonim, and the way we're learning is the following. According to Rambam, the Chakira is, it revolves around the question, is Neder Avai the Mechayiv, the Kedusha, or not? According to the Rambam, the answer is that the Mechayiv of Neder Avai is Kedusha, and in Chutz Laaretz you don't have Kedusha, and since you don't have Kedusha, it entirely falls away. However, according to the Gaonim, the Mechayiv is not Kedusha, and since the Mechayiv is not Kedusha, it applies in Chutz Laaretz as well. Ben adds that according to the Kesem Mishnah, this Gaonim is the Gaonim of the Tosos, and you can even use a Shavah Pruta. Why? As we were Masbir last time, because the Chiyuv of Matbeya is a function of the Kedusha. Since it's a function of the Kedusha, so then there's a requirement of a Matbeya. But if there's no Kedusha, Shavah Pruta is acceptable. Hence the Gaonim say that Shavah Pruta is acceptable. Noah, for what the way I had read the Rambam, so then you'll have to say that the issue of Matbeya is not a function of Kedusha at all. It's a halachim pinyon. To be able to be told that, you need a Matbeya, but it's a mechayev of these. That's what I meant about the paradigm shift, not to be stuck in my paradigm. So either, I gave two possibilities, but clearly the Gaonim understand that it's a function of the Yisr, and since it's a function of the Yisr, the halach is that it does not make a difference of whether you're in Eretz Yisrael. It's good. And Hudi, that's what you were driving at, right? Good. Beautiful. Now, Rabosa, what's next? What's next? We have this machlokis between the Rambam and the Gaonim the way we say it. And we saw the Reb Chaim. So I want to show you where the Chazon Ish makes most of our objections. Take a look at the Chazon Ish, first of all, on the bottom, on page 8. He says, Reb Chaim's raya, this point that I already pointed out to you, is not a strong raya. Efshir de la kule alma ain lo ken al aris chutzlarts. Maybe you don't make it malchus on aris chutzlarts. Kivan de kra siv behedya. Everybody have it at the bottom of the first column on the 8th. He says, maybe there's no malchus. The fact that Rambam says that there's no malchus doesn't mean that he holds that arlas chutzlarts is an entirely different halacha. Maybe Arlas Chutz La'aretz is an extension of the pasuk itself. He says that raya is not a strong raya. Then he says the following. Skip to the next paragraph on the top, where it quotes from Reb Chaim. The Chutz La'aretz harei lo nichrula ba parsha klal, umemela de'em revai b'chutz La'aretz. According to Reb Chaim, there's two steps. Number one, Chutz La'aretz is not included in the parsha. Number two, if it's not included in the parsha, then Revai is a transfer. Because all the halacha Moshe Misina I said is that you transfer Arla. But if you're not transferring the pasuk, then there's no reason to transfer Revai. Ein zeh maspik, argues the Chazon Ish. The Shafi Yeshlom, the Geshenemra Balacha Arla, Hainu Arla. I think the next line, who has a better photocopy than I? You have a word after Hainu Arla? Hainu arla urevai dechad milsei. He says, no. Maybe the halacha l'moshe nisinai is a separate thing, but it tells you to transfer both arla and revai. In other words, Reb Chaim is assuming that the halacha l'moshe nisinai only transfers arla. Maybe net the revai and arla go together. Maybe Arla and Net the Revai go together. And when the Halacha L'moshe Misinai says Arla, it means Arla and Net the Revai. And it's not only speculative. The Chazon Ish proves it. He says the following. Va'od, the Efshar, the Halacha Nemra Arla Revai. Ube, what's the next word? Ube Mishnah, Korin La'arlo Revai B'Shem Arla. Reb Chaim is assuming that when Chazal said Arla is Halacha L'moshe Misinai, it only meant Arla. He says, if you know Mishnah, it's the Chazon Ish Nu Shas Kol. He said, when they refer to Arla, they're also referring to Revai. Now he doesn't spell out what he's referring to, his Rayos, So that I leave for my Talmidim. I don't know which Mishnah the Chazon Ish is referring to. Maybe one day one of my Talmidim will know. By the way, I'm not being facetious about this. I'm being entirely serious. There was a counselor in Camp Stechevet. There was a camper who used to come and learn. And then he married Eliezer Lippa, just came back. Eliezer Lippa, Eric Drang, learns by Rav Parnas. He married Rav Parnas' granddaughter, this fellow, who came and went to Hafter. He's a Hafter boy. He's now written Svarim on all of Zroim. He's younger than me. He's written Svarim on all of Zroim. He knows Zroim a zillion times better than me. He's a 30-year-old guy. He was a special kid. No one thought he was going to become this. They say he's learning. He's finishing Shas left and right, and he's written Svarim, and they sell it. And I see them in the Svarim stores. Anyhow, so one day you think now, oh, I was teaching him Gemara once upon a time, and now he's exceeded me a zillion times. So I'm not being facetious when I say it. I mean absolutely truto kimashmo. One day someone here will know Zeroyim better than me, and he'll know what the Chazon Ish is referring to. Anyhow. The Chad Milsi, but oh, the Asher Daloch Nemra Arlu Ravai, oh, the Loshen Amishal Arlu Ravai, the Shem Arlu. They use the expression of Arlu and Ravai. They mean Mamish Arlu. And now he comes back and he says, and also I read the Rambam differently. The Loshen a Rambam Shelo Amru. Now, when the Rambam said Shelo Amru, do you remember Reb Chaim was Masbir the words of the Rambam Shelo Amru? Let's go back to words of the Rambam. Velo pidyon klal, shelo amru elo ha'arla. How did Reb Chaim understand shelo amru elo ha'arla? That what it meant was that the halacha l'moshe Sinai only is referring to arla. That's how Reb Chaim had said. Says the Chazon Ish, that's not correct. In Digdur. V'ilu koya halacha, if it was referring to Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, Hayomer Shelo Nemra Ela Arla, it would be said in the feminine. Halacha would be Nemra. So what does it mean when it says Lo Amru? Ben, how does the rest of the line mean? I have it again cut off. V'losha Ramam Shelo Amru Hainu Lo Amru. What's the next word? Lo Amru Kechot Chachamim. When it says Lo Amru, it means that the Chachamim taught us. That when the Chachamim taught us the halachos of Ravai, there it didn't include in Chutz La'aretz except for Arla. But it's not talking about the halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Reb Chaim said black on white that when the Rambam says Lo Nemru Amru El Al Arla, was saying this Lomdus. The Lomdus that the halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai was extended from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. How did Reb Chaim say it? Back in Reb Chaim's words, Al Sheh Al Kol Zel Jukas Aram Deinet Rav Chutz La'aretz Amra Arla. What's the Lomar de Bahalacha Harei Lo Nemra Rak Arla? That the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai was telling us only to transfer Arla, not net the Rabbi. Says the Chazon Ish, that's not the words of the Rambam. The words of the Rambam is not the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The words of the Rambam is that you don't apply in the Chachamim's Halacha Neder Ravai. V'lezeh nira, continue, what's the next word? V'lezeh nira? The Ein Kam B'Rambam Shnei Taimim Melacha Taimim. And the Rambam is not saying two different reasons. Number one, the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai being extended. And number two, the halacha that Mamela Ravai is not going to defy. Why? Now, Rabosai, this part was hard. I don't think many of the Shana Bet guys followed this nuance in Machlokes Chazon Ish. Reb Chaim, that's fine, but now everybody can jump in. Here you pull out your highlights. Mishum the Ravai who kemaitzer sheni ve'eina ru'uya b'chutz la'aretz. The Rambam is saying one svara. When the Rambam says Shelo Amru Ela Arla, what's he saying? The Chachamim taught us that the halacha in Chutz La'aretz is only Arla and not Ravai. That's all he's saying. Nothing to do with this Lomdus of that you're only transferring in the halacha Moshe Mesinai the component as a din chadash, and b'meila there's no rabbi. This what Reb Chaim calls two tamin. He says, but rather pshat and Raman is different. Mishum the rabbi u'kamaiser sheni ve'ena ruya b'chutzaris. Could anybody from second year tell me what he means in this line? Mishum the rabbi u'kamaiser sheni. What does he mean by that? Yes, Yoni?
Just like
Meister
Sheni, so you're not
like here,
so
you're
not
like
here, so
you're
not like here.
Very good. What is it? What do you mean, so to revive? Beautiful. That's the pshat. The Chazon Ish says, because the function of revive, I'm going to add to Chazon Ish's words. The function of the revive is Kedusha. Kodesh Ilulim, as Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken said, and for that reason, it's not knowing in Chutzlaret. It has nothing to do with this Chakira of how Halacha Moshe Mesinai works. It doesn't fit into the words of the Rambam. It doesn't fit into the Kal V'Chomer. And it's simple. It's simple. The Chura, what we said is Pshat in the Rambam, is mamish what the Chazon Ish had said. And the Chazon Ish, it turns out, is just really reformulating what Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken had said, which goes to show you, if you have good pshat in one Rishon, that will also be miyashev many other things in other Rishonim. And it turns out that the way we have made a good laning in the beginning, the Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken, affects us in terms of understanding the Rambam, and ultimately gives us the pleitzus. Pleitzus is an expression. The shoulders to disagree with Reb Chaim. And then to see that the Chazon Ish said, but we hadn't made a good laning of Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken. People think to understand the Reb Chaim, you got to pound your head on the Reb Chaim. The Iker is not pounding your head on the Reb Chaim. The Iker is understanding the Sugya well, understanding the Rishonim well. And then, how to read the Rambam becomes move on to Eila. The Chura, the Chazon Ish, learned the way we learned, and it's a Pella to me why the Rebbe of all Rebbes, did not learn this way. He creates a lot of new constructs that are not necessary, and one could use the same Lamdisha style that Reb Chaim brought into the world in practice. It was always out there in theory, but the Reb Chaim brought in practice to say pshat in the Rambam. Yes, we're stop here, Rav Osai. We'll have Parsha at 1 o'clock. Avram is going to say, let's see, it's 11:30 now, so Avram will say. What did Talmidim want to do? Be frank with me. I have no problem. Assuming he has no problem with the kitchen. Talmidim would like to stop, to start Chazar Shir quickly and eat lunch before 1 and be back at 1 for Parsha. Or, what's that? Yeah, we'll give you a couple minutes for that. And then, or would you like to go straight from Parsha, straight from Chazara into Parsha? How many Talmidim would like to do Chazara on their own now? But you're going to have to do Chazara. I'm assuming you're not going to. How many Talmidim would like to start Chazara Shir in 6 minutes? How many would like to start Chazara Shir in a half hour? And then go straight into Parsha. I think 6 minutes makes sense.
Yeah,
6 minutes makes sense. Chazara Shir Be'ezer Hashem, 6 minutes if there are any questions. And Parsha, 1 o'clock, about Avodas Hashulam. Yes, the crunch is like this. According to...
What's the lot?